Gord Newton, incumbent, gordnewton.ca facebook.com/gordforcouncil facebook.com/gordon.newton.58 twitter.com/gord_newton Are you associated with or running as part of a slate? If so, which one? No, do you live in the municipality where you are running, and if so, for how long? If not, what is your connection to that community? Yes, for almost 20 years Central Saanich has been home and where we raised our family. What is your occupation, and for how long? I am sales manager with VMS Distribution, a local Central Saanich business, and have been with the company for over 25 years. Tell us about your previous elected and or community experience. I was first elected to Central Saanich Council in 2018, where I serve on a number of community committees including Saanich Peninsula Literacy Committee, Saanich Peninsula Chamber of Commerce, and recently instrumental in establishing a new Tri-Municipal Accessibility Advisory Committee. I volunteer for a number of community organization, Peninsula Streams, Rotary Club, Tree Appreciation Day, an umpire in youth sports, Central Saanich Extreme, Peninsula Minor Fastball. I continue to look for new ways to serve our community. Why are you running? What's your motivation? I love calling Central Saanich home. I travel all over BC for work, and when I return, I'm instantly reminded of what a remarkable place we live in. I will work hard to continue to make Central Saanich such a wonderful place to live. I was honored with your trust 4 years ago to be elected to council, and I still have much to offer. I am focused on providing housing for young families, local workers, and for seniors to continue to live in our community. I will advocate for improved active transportation, trails, and safer streets for all users. What are your top three issues? Housing. There continues to be challenges for young families and seniors to find housing in Central Saanich, and continuing to ensure a local labor force. This needs to be done appropriately and with community engagement, with policies outlined in the OCP and residential infill and design guidelines. Community building. This encompasses a variety of topics. Connectivity, social connectivity and physical, reconciliation and relationship building with the Saartlip and Saayaut First Nations, healthcare support, community and road safety, climate action, active transportation, housing design as well as appropriate densification, environmentally sound policies and incentives, where Central Saanich has been a leader. What's your vision for your community in 25 years? My vision of Central Saanich is one quite similar to what we see today. A safe place with a real sense of community, large areas of agricultural and rural land, and a place where you can raise a family and grow old with friends and neighbors. What might change over the years is how and where we look to bring more housing into our community. I hope to see the implementation of the Saanich Village Design Plan, where new homes and community spaces will be created. The Keating Industrial Area will see redevelopment, with many of the recommendations of the 2017 Keating Business District Implementation Plan actioned. Finally, I would like to see further active transportation connectivity throughout Central Saanich, East, West, North and South. What's one big idea you have for your community? Doctors, nurses and clinics. In the short term, next 2 to 4 years, I would love to have expanded medical services for our residents. The doctor and healthcare crisis is real and having a negative impact on people and businesses. I have brought forward a motion to look at this, and while it may not be the solution, it is a solution. More importantly, I think is this has begun a good conversation and one which I will continue to advocate for. This is truly a provincial responsibility, but local governments have an increasing role to play, and I think a critical one. I will continue to work hard to get improved healthcare services for the residents of Central Saanich.